Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima. The morning news read by Nobin Pradhan. Advisor to the Chief Minister, Dr. Chimben Murray, has underscored the need for accessible credit and financial services to drive sustainable growth. Speaking at the inauguration of the new branch of Slice Small Finance Bank in Wokha yesterday, he emphasized upon strengthening the banking system and promoting financial literacy, particularly in rural and semi-urban areas.
Banking is not just about money, it is about empowerment to invest, save, and think for the future. I think that is the essence of banking, not just the money part.
Dr. Murray described Slice Small Finance Bank as a lighthouse of resources to boost entrepreneurship and small businesses. He also urged stakeholders to focus on the upliftment of youth and women, recognizing them as key drivers of socio-economic transformation. Deputy Commissioner Wokha Vineet Kumar spoke on the broader role of the bank in addressing local economic challenges, raising concerns over informal loan lending systems in the district with high interest rates. Mr. Kumar expressed hope that the new bank would offer a safer and regulated alternative for financial services. Lok Sabha MP and President of NPCC, S. Supongmiran Jamir, yesterday launched an anti-drug campaign themed Say No to Drugs. Organized by the Jawahar Bal Manch, JBM, under the NPCC, the initiative aims to raise awareness on drug abuse among youth through creative activities like art and speech competitions. At the event, Mr. Jamir lauded JBM's growing grassroots work and emphasized that youth engagement is vital for a progressive society. NPCC Working President Kridi Thunio highlighted the serious impact for drugs on the youth and society and called for united action to combat the crisis. JBM State Coordinator Kakheto Kukhutu stressed the need for a sustained and collective effort to protect future generations. As part of the ongoing nationwide drive launched by the Finance Ministry's Department of Financial Services, a financial inclusion campaign was held at Sirima Village in Medsifema block yesterday. Addressing the event, Chief General Manager of RBI's FED, R. Giridharan, highlighted the importance of banking in a person's life and stressed that KYC is essential for building mutual trust.
Loan hopi, savings hopi, interest hopi, bank scheme, government sponsored scheme hopi. Banking is very important in our entire life. But banking is not only coming and putting money, and the relationship is on trust. So KYC, VKYC is very important for this trust. Bank should know who you are. You should know who bank is. That trust makes this banking relationship very healthy.
The event was organized by the Financial Inclusion and Development Department, FID Kohima, with participation from banks including SBI and Bank of Baroda. About 300 villagers attended the session and were made aware of key government schemes like PM Jan Dhan Yojana, PM Suraksha Bima Yojana, PM Jeevan Jyoti Bima Yojana and Atal Pension Yojana, along with other banking services and digital fraud. The campaign runs from July 1 to September 13. Prime Minister Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. It will be the 125th episode of the monthly radio program. A report.
The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, AIR News website and News on Air mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of the AIR News, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Mary, Akashvani News, Kohima.
Nagaland clinched 2 golds and 1 silver at the 4th Sub-Junior National Taekwondo Championships held at Cuttack in Odisha from August 28 to 30. While Shusuthong took gold in the 35 kg category, Sudhir Lamliu won in the 29 kg category, and Ichi Hung Ndang earned silver medal in the 50 kg category. The Nagaland Taekwondo Association team coaches Visabiu Pese and Sansuthang Muli and team manager T. Alem Iyer competed in 6 weight categories at the event. And in weather, the India Meteorological Department has forecast continued showers over the northeast states during the coming week. It said heavy rainfall is expected to continue in isolated places across Nagaland and the neighboring states till 5th of September. Light to moderate rain accompanied by thunderstorms and lightning are likely across many areas over the next 5 days. And with that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.